All right, Marty Lurie here. Always a pleasure to bring interesting stories to you before Giants baseball. We're here with Frank Liu. And fans, you may not know the name, but you know the face. If you come in at the field club level, Frank is one of the guest service ushers there. He's been here for 14 years and a very, very interesting man. I never know who I'm going to meet at the ballpark, and meeting Frank Liu really was a pleasure. So, Frank, it's nice to have you on the show. We're going to take the fans on a little tour of your acting life, and it's a very interesting one. So nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate being here. First of all, I do want to say I've been with the Giants for 14 years. I've been in the field club for 12 years at the door. I've seen you many times walking through the door, Marty, you and your assistants. I really didn't know anything about what you were doing until one of my supervisors, Alan Lerner, told me who you were, and that's how we met. And one thing led on to another, and I'm just happy to be here and excited to tell you something about some of the famous people I've met in my whole life.
But Frank, this trip through Hollywood took you through so many major actors. So who are some of the actors that you worked with?
Well, this was it. From the Patty Duke movie, Ann Baxter was in it, James Whitmore. Well, Patty Duke, you know, we were, it was our love story between her and I. From there, the funny thing was that I think a lot of the Asian actors or the big Asian veteran actors in Hollywood looked at it, and I get a call from an old veteran actor named Benson Fong. We worked together many, many times afterwards. He always played my father. I was always his son. We did Kung Fu's many times. But anyway, Benson Fong, who called me and said, there's this actor that wants to meet you, and he wants to know if you would have lunch with him. I said, sure. I was just up and coming. I thought I could, make the scene in Hollywood and meet some new people. Now, I go to this restaurant where I was supposed to meet for lunch. Typical big giant restaurant in Chinatown, like you probably see in the movies. And then it's empty. This afternoon is empty. I go in the back room, and it's one of those big banquet back rooms with this big giant table in the center. And the person who wanted to meet me was an actor at the time, which I really didn't know much about, and his name was Bruce Lee. Now, I thought that he wanted to meet me because, I did the Patty Duke movie. I didn't know anything about him. But anyway, picture this big giant table, okay? Now, picture a clock. Picture a clock with the numbers like 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, okay? Just picture that. Now, Bruce Lee sat at the position number 6. He told me, he says, Frank, sit down here at the 5 position, the 5 o'clock. So I was on his right-hand side. And he invited about 6 or 7 of these master martial arts all over the country that came to visit Bruce Lee because Bruce Lee had just come from Hong Kong to visit Los Angeles and do some business. And these masters, to pay respect to Bruce Lee, all came. Now, Bruce Lee had all these masters sitting at position. Okay, now, Bruce Lee is at number 6 position. I'm at number 5 position. He had these masters sit at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 position. And I thought, wow, I'm honored because I'm sitting right next to Bruce Lee. But with that one move, I finally realized that Bruce Lee dismissed me completely, because when all the conversation and all the eating, Bruce Lee would be speaking to all the people in the position of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. And I was at the 5th position, so his back was toward me. So I said, my God, I'm in the circle, but I'm not really in the circle. He wanted me to have lunch. I guess he wanted to meet me. And what happened was, after everybody ate, Bruce Lee did come to me, next to me, and said, I want to speak to you privately. So him and I went to the side privately. And he showed me this check, a check for $25,000. And it was by Warner Brothers Studios. And he said, there's this TV show that they want me to teach this actor martial arts, how to fight, how to do the philosophy of Kung Fu. And he said the actor was David Carradine, and the TV show was Kung Fu. Bruce Lee said, I am not going to do the show because that part should have been for me. The part is for a Chinese person in Kung Fu. And he didn't like the idea that David Carradine was going to get the part. And David Carradine didn't know any martial arts. He was a dancer. So Bruce Lee said, I'm refusing this check. And that's it. And then he told me. Then he, this was the funny thing about Bruce Lee, is that him and I were together. Then he grabs my arms and touches it really tight and hits me in the stomach and says, you're soft. You're weak. And then he said to me, don't ever portray a Chinese person as a weak person. Play him strong. That's what he said to me. And then he opened up his shirt and showed me his muscles and says, this is the way you should be. And he always, that's the thing I remember about Bruce Lee.
Wow. Were you ever in a movie with Bruce Lee?
No, I wasn't in a movie with Bruce Lee, but what I and then, oh, that the funny thing was that after the luncheon was over and, you know, we had that personal talk, Bruce Lee and I, months went by, and next thing I know is that the movie comes out, Enter the Dragon. And when I saw that, I said, my God, he's one of the best actors I ever met.
What a story. Boy, Frank Liu is with us. And, of course, Frank works at the ballpark. He's part of guest services. You see him at the field club level when you go in where the restaurants are as you come through that patio there. I see Frank every Saturday and Sunday as we come over to the patio, to the public house. And then when we come back, we see Frank as well. And I never knew any of this. And it's an amazing story. And, of course, you have the Bruce Lee night coming up. And just to hear that about Bruce Lee.
As a tribute to Bruce Lee, which I was very honored to do, Universal Studios asked me in the late 70s to do a guest star on a TV show called Quincy with Jack Klugman about the medical examiners. I don't know if people remember that, Quincy. But it opens up with a scene where you see this Asian guy, me, dressed as a ninja, coming down in the ancient China. And suddenly, 10 guys are surrounding him, and this person, me, starts fighting them and beats them up and does it what it was. And the next thing you know, after I fight them, you hear from offstage a director saying, cut! And what happens is it's a movie within a TV show. So basically, we're shooting in a movie in Quincy's show, and they come back and pull back, and it's a movie. What happens is that after we talk, and I suddenly fall dead. I just dropped dead like Bruce Lee did, and it was called The Touch of Death, something about the vibrating palm that Quentin Tarantino used in his movie Kill Bill with David Carradine. Again, David Carradine, I did it with him, and Quentin Tarantino, Bruce Lee, and that was a show that my tribute to Bruce Lee, because I played a Bruce Lee type of a movie star in the TV show called Quincy. And it just shows you that you know, I fought 10 different guys, and even though I'm not a martial art
master, I was going to ask you, did you learn how to become a martial arts person?
I learned. I spent three months with Chuck Norris, but I didn't. I'm not a master in any way. I just learned the techniques for the films, how to do the expressions for films.
So if I come to shake hands with you, I better be careful.
not really. I wouldn't. I'd probably give you more of a smile.
All right. I don't want you to throw me over your shoulder or anything
yeah.
like that.
But look, the reason I looked good was because of the stuntmen, the martial arts stuntmen were the ones that said, don't worry about it, we're going to make you look great. You just throw a punch or throw a kick, and we're going to do the rest, and we'll just going to make you look really good. So that was my tribute to Bruce Lee.
Unbelievable. What a great story. What a great story, Franklin Liu. And he's here at the ballpark. I love seeing him. And to hear this background, you never know who you're going to run into at the ballpark. Frank, thank you so much.
No problem, Marty. I appreciate it very, very,
very
much.
Good.
It's great.
We really enjoyed that. All right, Franklin Liu. Frank Liu, and of course you can see him at the field level club when you come in. But what a story. And there's always some baseball in there. A Bronx kid, and of course Mantle, Mays, and Snyder he saw as a kid as well. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.